Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Wait, so you really want to make a podcast?
Yeah, what if we just sang our music?
Maybe we should get some real music, Samantha.
The podcast king.
Oh, you're still recording. Three, two.
Survival Jobs is a podcast spotlighting artists, their side hustles, and their passions.
Hosted by Samantha Titzola and Jason A. Coombs.
Boom.
Sweet.
Okay.
Love it.
Hi, Coombsy.
How are you?
I'm really tired. I feel like the past couple of episodes, we've both been like, we're tired. But we are. We're tired people. We're tired people. Yesterday, I had the first ever event for my catering company called Cater Agent. Check it out,
people,
if you already haven't.
Do you have an Instagram for Cater
Agent? Cater Agent. CaterAgent. Follow us. We have 143 followers. We're so popular.
Cater Agent in the house. So was your first event?
Yeah. So
of all time, like first event during COVID?
Time, because we launched the company in, well, we started working on it in 2019. The ideas, I've had the idea since like 2018, and I transformed it a few different ways, but my business partners and I really started putting work into it in the summer of 2019. And it took us, you know, all of the ideas and the website and whatever until the end of 2019 to really get it going. By the time we were in meetings and like signing contracts and getting menus or whatever, it was beginning of 2020. So we all know how that goes. I was like in communication for a couple of events, signing contracts with a couple of restaurants, and then we all had to go inside for a very long time. So yeah, it was my our first event. And so I'm just really tired because I haven't worked like that in a long time. Not that it's hard.
You're a working girl.
Yeah. Not that it's hard work, but it's like I'm just been out of it, out of that mindset and out of that work ethic, I guess, for so long that like bringing catering on a cart up an elevator and like setting it up and like popping a sterno and like schmoozing, I forgot what it was like. I woke up today thinking I was wildly hungover and I just wasn't hungover at all.
Oh, well, congratulations. It was in New York?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it was in New York. A friend of mine that works in the Broadway community connected me with a friend of his that works in the Broadway community, and they had a small gathering for their office or something, and it was cool. And I actually saw our old college professor, Amy Jones. Shout out to Amy.
Wow. Shout out to
Amy. It was awesome. But you know what's so funny about this company is I created it and had the idea to create it to sort of like get out of survival job mode, to sort of like own something and profit off of it and like have extra money to do my art. But I think, great idea, right? But I think in the beginning of this company, if whatever's going to happen with it, it's a full survival job. Because in order for the company to profit, like I need to work the events for the first stretch.
Of course,
You know, so it's full survival job. Mm-hmm. I'm fully serving and also managing and smooching. That's a new word.
Yeah. Have you applied to any female business owner grants?
No. You know why?
You should look into that.
I should now, but I couldn't do that previously. Or like with the COVID reliefs and stuff, because we hadn't made any money.
No, like in general, like usually there's like grants for female business owners because, you know, women, unfortunately, like in a lot of industries, there aren't a lot of women who do this. Yeah. So like there's usually like a lot of grants for women who start their own businesses. So look into that.
Wow.
Like they want to help support. Yeah.
Good idea. Thanks, Coombsy.
You're welcome.
How are you?
And to all our listeners out there, do the same. Start your own businesses and get help.
Yeah, I need some help. I need some help. How are you? What's up? How's the film festival? Did you reach your goal?
No, we didn't reach our goal yet. We're still working on it. So, you should all get tickets to the film fest.
Yes, get the tickets.
If you want to see us in person, you're going to come, right, Sam? You're going to come for at least one of the days.
Sorry, I just was drinking my coffee. Of course I'm coming. Okay. I want to help. You need to put me to work. Wait, when is it?
July 23rd, Perfect. 24th, and 25th. We're having seven film blocks. On Friday night, we're having an opening night party. We're having a red carpet. We're showing some, like a family, not family friendly block. It's like the first block is called like Family Ties. So it's all about stories of different like family relations, some comedy, some drama, some horror.
Oh, I love
And then we're having
that.
A horror block after that on Friday night. Yeah. We're having a female filmmaker block on Saturday, a female in film workshop and panel discussion with a bunch of really cool filmmakers are coming. Female filmmakers are coming on Saturday.
Oh, I love Put me to work.
Yeah, we have a Black Stories block. Yeah, I'll yeah, right now, yeah, because we're like, it's 5 weeks away. So now it's like, okay, I can get you.
Wow, that feels crazy. You know, I was driving today and I was thinking about us, you and I.
yes.
When we, you know, came up with this idea and started talking about doing it, I feel like.
What, arts potality?
Yeah, when we started thinking about arts potality. I don't want to speak for you, but I feel like both of us were sort of in a place of not flatlining, but not like having too much going on. And then, and I feel like I've talked about this with a few friends that I feel like all of a sudden life just came back and smacked us really hard in the face. And we're like functioning in the way we used to, multitasking with social life and work and like all of the things. But it feels sort of unmanageable right now because we've been out of it for so long.
Yeah, we haven't processed the trauma that we've been through still.
I wrote my therapist a really long email at 1:30 a.m. I really did. Oh, by the way, everyone tuning in, we have no guests this week. It's just Jason and I again. So I hope you're happy. And by again, I mean, we haven't done this in 10 episodes, just the two of us. 11.
Yeah, so we're just... Yeah, it's our 11th episode, right? 12 episodes. We never know.
That's what I mean. We're tired, guys.
But no, we like wanted to like touch base with each other, catch up with each other, because we haven't spoken as much because we've just been so busy, like in general. So it's nice to reconnect, ground ourselves. We have a lot of really cool guests that are coming up soon.
It's so soon.
But I think we needed this time to like really connect. Yeah. Right? You were in my dream last night. Did I tell you that?
What happened?
It was like a nightmare, actually.
Oh my God, what happened? Somebody else recently just told me I was in their nightmare. What
the
hell?
Yeah, well, we were working at an old job together at a performance venue and how horrible that was. And it was like, if it wasn't like the same venue, but like it was the same venue, but, you know, like in your dreams, like things are different. But it was like this huge place and like, I forgot, it was like a variety show that was happening or something. And we were like working on our podcast. So at the same time, like in the balcony, but then like the curtain was opening in the balcony and we had to like run so we wouldn't be seen. Cause like somehow we were like on stage or something. It was bizarre. So then we were like hiding behind the curtains so we wouldn't be seen. But then like we were seen. So the audience saw us like working on our podcast, like writing notes for the it was bizarre.
We're working on our podcast at the venue. That's so
at the
funny.
Venue, yeah. That's so good.
Jason, have you seen In the Heights? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I did. I was about to, we're on the same wavelength. Like, I was about to ask you if you, I saw it.
Tell me everything you feel.
But I will say for me personally, and I'm not going to speak for anyone else, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the music. Of course, the music is great as always. I really enjoyed Anthony Ramos as Usnavi. I thought he was fantastic. It was so cool to see Daphne Rubin Vega, who's like, I don't know. I told you, right? About my first musical theater experience was like Rent. It really was like
maybe
Rent.
Maybe you did, but maybe.
I'll talk about it another day. But seeing her on the big screen was fantastic. And I thought everybody was really solid. And I thought the storyline was pretty good for like cramming a 3-hour musical into 2.5 hours, you know. I love that they added like a dreamer storyline, which made it very relevant to today.
I loved it.
So I thought there was a lot of positives that I really enjoyed. And then seeing, you know, a lot of, seeing many, I guess is a better word to say, Black and brown people on the screen. And I'm not, obviously not Latinx, but I love seeing underrepresented groups, you know, getting their shine. Yeah. So that was a very positive thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it is getting some heat. Obviously, I can't relate, right, as a white woman to that, like how that feels. So I...
Yeah, it'd be interesting if you have someone... Like, I was like, I almost like wanted to text Robin, but then I was like, no, it's not really, I don't know, we're not that close yet. But I was just wanted to like, I don't know, I'm just curious what like people from the community
are
thinking,
would love
you know?
The text from you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shut up.
But then I was like, he doesn't speak for all like Latinx people also.
Right,
so
it's just one
like...
perspective. But like nobody speaks, exactly. Not one person will speak for a whole group of people. People always are going to have different opinions. So it's like, awesome to like touch base with people in the community and see how they're feeling and their opinions on things. So then you can, for me anyway, that's what I do. I like to talk to different people in different communities so then I can educate myself on how other people feel that I will never understand how that feeling
for
is.
Sure.
Aside from that, like not to jump, I thought the movie was done incredibly done. I saw Nights on Broadway and off Broadway so many times. I don't even know. I mean, I would say I've seen that production professionally done over 10 times because, you know, Robin and I grew up together-ish. Like,
yeah.
And he was in that from when I was in high school. And so I took a ton of trips. So I know that show inside and out. I could wrap all of it. The whole thing. I know every word and everything. So knowing it so well and seeing it done on stage, I was nervous about seeing the film because I love the play so much. But it,
you love it so much. Yeah. So much.
But there were so many moments where I got the goosebumps that I got in the theater. Anthony Ramos was fucking phenomenal. Phenomenal.
He really was.
Phenomenal. Yeah. And he is, his eyes are so beautiful. I was like, those eyes are in my body. Like, that's how I felt.
Yes, he's a beautiful man.
I'm sorry, I don't know the actress's name that played Vanessa, but goddamn, thank you. I thought she was so subtly good. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like people want to watch that performance and be like, oh my God, I'm blown away. But if you actually watch her, she's so real and so subtly. But that's acting, right? You're not supposed to show people you're acting. I didn't watch it in the movie theater. I watched it on HBO, but I definitely am going to go to the movie theater as well.
I know. I'm like so sad. I was like, that would be so epic to see in the movie theater. I watched it on HBO also.
Let's go.
Yeah, we should, right?
I haven't seen you in person in so long, but it doesn't feel that way because I see you weekly on Zoom. But let's go.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go. The movie theater in Norwalk sells wine.
Let me know when. I would definitely come down.
Oh my God, let's do it.
And I just miss being in a movie theater. I think I went to a movie theater. I was at the movies to see this like film, this short film I made right before the pandemic. Like literally, it was like 2 days before everything shut down. And it was so weird.
Was this the one where you were the only one in the movie theater?
No, that was like fall of 2019. But this was like a short film I did. And actually the director, he like didn't want to come. He was like, lives in New Jersey. He was like, yeah, I'm not going to come to New York. So if you want the tickets, say yours. So I got we got free tickets and me and my roommates went to see this like film screening. And it was like very weird because it was still people there, but it wasn't that many people, obviously, compared to what would be. It was just bizarre. So I haven't really been to movie theaters since early March 2020. And then when I was in LA, I went to a drive-in. And then, but like the movie theater was actually open, like to get concessions. So like, I was like, oh my gosh, it feels so good to be in a movie theater to like, and get the movie theater popcorn, but I wasn't seeing a movie inside. So I think this will be a good return.
It's a great
return. The Heights.
It's 100% a great return. Yeah. I give it, I mean, by the way, that shit got 97 on Rotten Tomatoes. That's big deal.
I just don't know because, you know, I've been reading a lot about In the Heights, you know, and I feel like all this kind of stuff came out like after I saw it. So I feel like my opinion of it wasn't tainted. So I don't know. I kind of want to watch it again, but, and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I just think it was beautiful to see. I don't think we've seen like a musical like that on the big screen before with that much diversity. I they can always do better. And I'm glad that Lynn acknowledged that. I think the director, John Cho? Yeah. Forgive me. I think he acknowledged that as well. And we can always do better, right? Everybody can always be more inclusive and be, I guess just, you know, white supremacy kind of rules everything. So like we have to fight against it any way that we can. So we can always do better is my point, basically.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree that it was amazing to see that representation in such a beautiful way, in such like a powerful way.
Oh my God. And the montage of all like the Latina females through history. I mean, it wasn't all of them, but
that was amazing.
I was like, that wasn't in the show, right? I was like, oh my God, that was so good.
We, you know, loved it. we did, right? Yeah. I'm like, talking for you.
I cried. Right. I laughed. I was like taking, I don't know. I wanted to like get up and it was like 10 o'clock at night and my family goes to bed early. So I was like, I wanted to like sing along, but we can always do better. So I hope, and I think Lynn gets it. Speaking of Lynn, Tick Tick Boom.
Oh my God. Did you watch the trailer
came out. I did. I watched like five times.
Wow. It looks so good. My only note is Robin should have been in it more. Just kidding. I mean, it is about Jonathan Larson, right? Like, Tick, Tick, Boom is, like, this is Jonathan Larson's story. And then the supporting roles, like, to support him and, like, play into his life. So, I understand. But I cannot fucking wait for that film. It looks incredible. Andrew Garfield looks like he is giving a performance of a goddamn lifetime.
Yeah, congrats to him.
Congrats to him.
I'm super pumped.
Congrats to Robin.
Go Robin!
Yeah, like, that's huge. Like, that is a huge, I mean, in my opinion.
Of course.
Huge, and it just means, it's so meaningful, too, that, you know, growing up as a theater kid, to be able to be around somebody who is in that film. Like, I loved Tick, Tick, Boom. I was, like, blasting Green, Green Jess in my room when I was... You know, a child.
Yeah.
Green, green, just 20 about the
nana. I love Come to Your Senses, right? That's from there.
Yes. I like...
Oh my God, it's like one of my favorite songs of like all time.
Same. And I used to
any musical theater or not.
I used to sing it all the time and I cannot sing. And I used to blow out my vocal cords trying to belt that. And
yeah.
But probably I had nodes like all in my body from it.
Anyway... Before our game, Samantha, I just wanted to say we have over 1,000 downloads of this podcast.
That makes me want to pass out. That's crazy. 1,000 times episode. I'm like, 1,000. How many of those were me? I'm just kidding.
No, you were 500. I was 500.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just you and I. Just like re-listening to the episodes, trying to see like notes and make improvements. Yeah, Jason.
No, I can't listen to more than once. I listen to like once and then I'm like, I can't. I hate my voice.
No,
so.
I'm telling you, I get so many compliments about you when people listen. Everyone doesn't give a fuck about me. They're like, Jason is the best. My mom, even again last week, my parents came to this wedding that we were, I was just at another wedding for another very good friend and my parents drove up to New Haven and they were like, we listened to the podcast the whole way up. Jason's laugh is so funny.
Aww.
I'm like, thanks. That's you think I sweet. Suck? That's fine.
No, they love you.
Yeah, they're fun. They're funny. I mean, Jason, congratulations. I love you. This has been such a fun ride, and I can't wait to keep going on the ride.
Yes, I know. Here's to 1,000 more downloads.
Here's to 1,000,
and then 20,000,
and then 96,000. Do you get
yes. it? Yes. Yes. Full circle moment.
IYKYK. You know what I'm saying, people? Yeah, so I loved...
Ready to play this game?
Yeah, I loved our little episode just checking in, talking. Sorry. Sorry. I was going to apologize to the listeners for not having a guest this week. But guys, what about us?
Okay, I got to hold this little bitch because he's just too much. I'm not sure. You guys, sorry if y'all heard. He was just like howling like a wolf in the background.
Ziggy,
like, what are you doing?
I
got to
hold this little bitch. Oh my God, you guys should see chill? This dog. He is so... fucking cute. All right, Ziggy can help you. He can be your call a friend.
Can you say hi to Samantha? Can you relax? All right, I'm going to put you back out there. He doesn't want to be alone.
Aww,
he was alone for like 5 hours yesterday.
I get it. Sad.
But he has to. He has to understand that
that's life.
We are have things to do, and you have to...
Did he not hear us talking about how tired and busy we are? Okay, guys. Jason and I are going to quiz each other on... our knowledge of our past guests and see how well we've paid attention or if we're just on mute, like sleeping until it's our turn to be like, I love that. Like we're on autopilot. All right, Jason, do you want me to go first? Okay, Jason, cue the music. Yes. Number one.
Oh, cue the music.
Jason, which of our guests loves Issa Rae and Lena Waithe?
I want to say Paul, but it's not Paul. It's actually going to be Mike Hessler.
Ding, ding, ding. Good work.
Right?
That was good.
Yes, I do remember that.
That was good. Yes. He does. He loves them both just to inspire him because he creates a lot of his own work. Okay, yes. Next question. Which of our guests got a really cool gig that started the conversation just by sending an email?
So someone sent an email out, like, looking for work, basically.
Or just, like, connecting, wanting to, like...
Connecting. That was Mary McGowan.
That is correct. Good work. Yes. Good work. Good work. All right. This next one, really, this is one that is hard. I would not get it. Which of our guests It's dear everyone, there's a dog barking outside, and I just want to tell you.
It's not Ziggy.
It's not Ziggy.
That's not Ziggy. Zaggy's licking
it
me.
It is.
Uncontrollably.
You just know, it's just the neighborhood in Norwalk, Connecticut. It's a beautiful day. Okay.
It is a beautiful.
Which guest said, think of your artist life like a designer? Like design thinking.
Design thinking.
Think of your artist life like a designer. Like design thinking. Then the guest went on to say, like, you're designing your own career and, like, your own path.
I feel like that's something Paul
correct!
Said. Was yes! it? Oh, wow.
I'm proud of you. I don't know if I would have gotten that one. Jason, I'm proud of you. 3 for 3. Now I'm nervous. I was thinking I was going to stump you because this next one. Oh, maybe we'll get this next one. Okay, Jason. How many of our guests recorded the podcast from the West Coast?
Okay, so Robin was East Coast. Mary was East Coast. Who was third? Okay, who was West Coast? So Melanie was definitely correct. West Coast. Paul was definitely correct. West Coast. Keith was like in the middle of nowhere. He was like in like Kentucky or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I feel like Mike was either in like Arizona or he was... Does that count as West Coast? No, right? It's not on the coast. Or does it count?
Oh, well, West Coast? I fucking counted it.
Okay, good. Okay, so 3.
Yeah. I counted Mike. So, I don't know if Arizona counts as the West Coast, but I counted it.
Okay.
Unless I fucked up.
That's it, 3?
And 3, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, yeah, because everyone else,
Paul,
Alana was East Coast.
And Melanie.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Good work. 100%.
Oh, and an actual real 100, Ziggy. You're like, good luck, Charm,
Ziggy.
Ziggy
just gave you a kiss. Congratulations.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm nervous for mine. Okay, I'm ready.
How many of our guests have worked at the Downtown Cabaret in Bridgeport, Connecticut?
2. Rob and Alana.
Yes, okay. Good job. Okay. Yeah, at least a Robin and all. I was like, oh, Robin did too?
Ooh, I don't think he ever did.
No, Rob and Alana, perfect.
Ding, Robert ding, Peter ding. Paul and Yolana.
Yes, and Yolana. Okay. What online publication does Paul, a.k.a. Janae Arabesque, write articles for? Multiple choice. Is it A, Vox? Is it B, Medium, or is it C, Backstage?
Medium.
Yes, good job.
Thank you. I needed the multiple choice.
She did a good job. She did a good job. She got 50% so far.
Otherwise, I would have never pulled that out of the air, ever. Yeah.
What is the name of T. Ashley's first novel?
Miss Ashley is missing. Miss Agnes is missing.
That's her most current
one. Oh, my God. It's not Hope for the Holidays either.
No.
It's definitely not Hope for the Holidays. It's definitely not Miss Agnes is missing. It is... No, failed.
It's okay. Sight Unseen.
Fuck. Shit.
It's
I
okay.
know, but you made me competitive now. You made me a competitive person now, Coomzy.
I'm naturally competitive, but...
Okay.
I was nervous I was going to lose because I have a horrible memory. I have COVID.
Well, I already lost. Okay. But give me the last question. You already won, but let's go.
Name the artist that Keith White did a tribute to in college and wants to collaborate with in the future. Oh, no. Should I do multiple choices?
No. Fuck. I know he loves Prince. Did I make that up?
No, he does. He does
love
Prince.
I know he loves Prince. You were so hyped when he said this. You knew this person so well, too. You loved this person. I'm going to fail. I have no idea. You don't need to give multiple choice. I already lost. Just tell the answer.
It's okay. It was Frank Ocean. He loves Frank Ocean. And Rafael Casel.
Wow, but. Jason, you really stumped me there. I really thought I was going to stump you. And by the way, how the tides have turned. Ho for the holidays. Sight unseen, Miss Ashley is missing. Miss Agnes is missing. Wow.
Miss T. Ashley is missing, you said?
Miss Agnes, Miss T. Ashley. No, I didn't, but that is funny. That is so funny. Oh, Jason, I loved your little mini-sode.
Me too. I'm sorry that my puppy crashed.
I'm sorry that...
He's like howling like a wolf.
I feel like...
He doesn't look like a wolf.
He is a little wolfy. Little wolfy boy. Ziggy, thank you for coming on to the show today.
You're welcome.
You know, if he talked like that, I'd like go on my...
Show me his voice again, Jeez.
You're welcome.
No, he's like a... Ziggy's like a high pitch. He's like a... He's like scrappy and high.
Aww. We love Ziggy.
We gotta make a voice for you, Ziggy. We could do a little voice. Anyway.
What a cutie patootie.
Yeah, so this was great. I love talking with you. Thanks for being patient.
Thank you for your patience also and my lack of Instagram content this week. So sorry to everyone also. I'll do a fun post after this and say, but surprise, it's just us this week.
Yeah.
Tune in. Yeah. But we have cool guests coming. We have a producer coming on. We'll give a big shout out. Our next guest, I believe, is going to be
a music recorder. What is that? It's like, a musician, artist.
We have an artist. We're reaching out to some writers, some actors.
Samantha, where can everybody find us online?
Funny you should ask. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome to this fun episode. I feel like I was sleeping that whole episode and then I just woke up, so I don't know what the hell you're going to get. But follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Survival Jobs Pod. And on Facebook at Survival Jobs, a podcast. And here's a shameless plug to follow Cater Agent and check out the website, cateragent.com. People want to gather. Yes. People want to eat. Call me. I will cater. It is like my survival job, even though it wasn't supposed to be, but it fully fucking is. So it's all full circle, guys. Whew. Jason, I just got winded.
There you go.
Jason, tell everyone where they can purchase film festival tickets when the time comes.
Yes, get your tickets, y'all. They're really cheap. $12 for one day, $25 for the whole weekend. Go to the Bridgeport, go to bridgeportfilmfest.org, and you'll see a link to purchase your tickets. And maybe I'll put a discount code in the comments, in the show notes, so you get a little discount.
That's a good idea.
Yes. And I would say it, but I don't have it written down in front of me.
Oh, maybe my cousin Angela will come to the film festival. She is truly...
Angela, come.
She's our number one fan, so she really is. She texts me every week about the podcast, so she's... Shout out to Angela Morales.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much, Sam.
I love you.
Sycorax, I love you love too. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you for Ziggy for pressing a button. Hope you didn't fuck something up.
We love Ziggy. Bring him on.
Love you.
Bye, babe.
All right, boo.
Love you.
Bye. Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.